T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's welcome in President Donald Trump. Mr. President, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.
So, Mr. President, no one has better political instincts, I would argue, than you. Do you sense a red wave?
I do. I think so. About 6 months ago, it felt phenomenal. Then it got a little bit muddied up. Now I think we're going to do very well. I actually think we're going to do very well. Maybe surprisingly well. Crime is a disaster for them. I mean, it's a Democrat cities, but crime is just an absolute disaster for them. And the economy and inflation is really bad. And then they put Afghanistan and the withdrawal in the back of their mind, the way they withdrew, not the withdrawal, the way they withdrew, with the fact that it was really a surrender, not a withdrawal. It was the lowest day in the life of our country, in my opinion. You know, you add all of these factors. We're not respected anymore. We have nothing. We have nothing. With the war with Ukraine and Russia would have never happened. It should have never happened. Would have never happened.
Why do you think it wouldn't have happened if you were president?
Because Putin respected me, and we didn't play games, and it wouldn't have happened. Plus, just another little factor is when oil went up to $114 a barrel, Putin was making a fortune no matter what the war cost. When I had it at $40 a barrel. And at $40 a barrel, he couldn't have afforded the war. Right now, oil is so expensive that he can continue to go. The money's not going to be the problem. The capability is, and certainly he's been somewhat embarrassed, but now if you notice, he's bringing out some pretty vicious weapons. And
from Iran. He's bringing them on from Iran. What would you do if Iran was supplying kamikaze drones to an ally? Yep. Would Ukraine is an ally of ours?
Yep. That's another thing that would have never happened. Iran would have never done that. They were in no position to do that, Brian. Iran was in absolutely no position to do that. They would have, I had them shut down. Iran would have made a deal with us within 1 week after I reassumed office. Now Iran is another one. They've aligned with China and Russia. So on top of everything else, you have these countries with a lot of weaponry lined up. You have China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea probably too.
So, Mr. President, it's obvious that Russia does not have a military that was hyped to have had. They are performing miserably in the field. People are leaving the country rather than go for their draft. Obviously, Putin's embarrassed. Did you know that Russia was actually this antiquated this week?
Well, nobody knew. You don't know those things. Putin would talk a strong game, but it's been very embarrassing. But nevertheless, they have a strong, they have a strong military. And you look at what's happening now. They're knocking the hell out of, they're just knocking Ukraine to, their cities are being just pummeled and buildings are pouring down on top of people. You know, this is something that should have never happened. This is something that when Putin saw I was out, and he saw what happened in Afghanistan, I think he looked at himself. He looked at his group. He said, here's our chance. They don't know what they're doing. Because we looked worse than he ever looked with the way we got out of Afghanistan. So, I think that, and also they don't seem to be fighting with a lot of spirit. If they had a fight with spirit, like Ukraine is fighting with spirit. But Ukraine is a much smaller military, you have to remember. What? And now they're using tactics, and don't forget, those tactics can get a lot worse. And importantly, I call it the N-word, the nuclear word, people get a little angry when I say that. They said, don't get angry. It's the biggest threat in the world today.
Do you think he uses him? But do you think there's a story that Putin wanted to use him and his inner circle stopped it? Do you think Putin would use nuclear weapons?
Well, I don't think he'll stand for losing. So in some form, maybe limited form, but to think we're even having this conversation. You know, you never mentioned the N-word, either one, okay? You never mentioned the N-word or the N-word. The nuclear N-word never was supposed to be mentioned. Now I'm reading every day, as an example today, I'm reading somewhere that there's at least a 40% chance that he'll use nuclear weapons. How the hell did this happen? And it's because of the United States. The other thing is, you know, we're spending a lot of money, and Europe is spending a tiny fraction of that money. You know, Europe is not spending the money. We are. We're spending a lot of money. We're going for billions and billions and billions, and every time
right.
he calls, and I like him. Don't forget, he came to my defense with the fake Russian hoax. He said,
Zelensky.
No, he didn't say anything wrong. He could have played it the other way. Oh, I was, you know, insulted or something. He wasn't insulted, and he was very honorable. So I like him. But it would be a great thing if we could negotiate a peace right now. Wouldn't that be great?
But not if they. But if they take 15% of a country and then negotiate peace, they won. So that would be a bad. That would be a bad precedent.
That's up to whoever it is negotiating.
Yeah.
But we're very far away from the area. Europe is very close, and Europe isn't paying money. You know, they're paying very little. Actually.
If I could pivot to Saudi Arabia, you mentioned oil. They have decided to pull back OPEC Plus 2 million barrels a day from the market, causing prices to rise. The president says there's going to be hell to pay for that, essentially. And the Democrats are talking about stopping arms sales and missile defense to them. Do you think that's the right move?
Well, I think Saudi Arabia has been treated badly by the United States, by this, you know, particular group of people. And I think they took them for granted. And, you know, in the meantime, Russia there, but right there, Russia and China are moving in, and they can protect them just like we can. You know, they needed us for protection. When I was there, I gave them great protection. They would have done anything for us. They would have done anything for us. But I gave them great protection, and we got along great. And when we had too much oil, you know,
right.
In my case, we produced so much that I got it down to $1.50 gasoline, down to $1.50. That was too low because the oil companies were going to go bust. So I dealt with Russia specifically. I dealt with Russia, and I dealt with Saudi Arabia on a couple of phone calls. And we got it up, and we got the to $40 a barrel, which is great. And that gave us $1.87. You know, they keep saying it's $2.30. It wasn't $2.30. It was a dollar. You can't go from the day to go, because as soon as the election was, I'll put a word in quotes, won, okay, which we got more votes than they did. We did a great job with that election, that I can tell you. I got 12 million more votes than I got the first time. But as soon as the election was determined, you had a big spike in oil. But that had nothing to do with me. So if you go to before the election itself, you look at some of the prices during a period, during a fairly extended period of time. Not fairly, during my whole administration. But we had oil down to $1.87 a barrel.
Right. So overall,
gallon.
Judging by what we're living with now, you would not sanction... You would not withhold weapon sales or damage the or sanction the relationship because you were using them as a hedge against Iran anyway. Don't you have to make a choice in the Middle East?
I wouldn't do that. No,
yeah.
We have first for two reasons. They give us billions and billions of dollars to make these weapons, and if we don't give it to them, they'll buy them from China and Russia. So you know, I wouldn't do that at all. No.
So let's look at your candidates.
I'd be friends with the Saudis. And I don't like them going to China because they do control vast amounts of oil. We have more than they do. That's the amazing thing. And Biden goes around begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and others for oil. We have more than they do. A lot of people don't know that. I got Anwar done in Alaska. That's the size, potentially, of Saudi Arabia in terms of...
And he won't use it.
The quantity. And the first day, well, think of this. The biggest site probably in the world, okay? I got it done. Reagan couldn't get it done. Nobody could get it done. I got it done. The first day in office, they ended it. But I'll get it back if I do something.
So, Mr.
But
President,
the first day in office, they ended. Think of that, Brian.
So,
the biggest site, the biggest, the most liquid gold anywhere in the world, probably, but very close.
But you talk to people from Alaska, they're so frustrated. They're very frustrated, especially. So let's talk about the people that you have on the ballot. Some of the people you got behind and endorsed, Blake Masters, Dr. Oz, J.D. Vance, Kari Lake, are doing very well. Even Tudor Dixon seems to be surging. Will the results of this election and the people you endorsed influence whether you run or not in 2024?
Yes and no. Look, if we did badly, I'm not sure that that wouldn't make it even more imperative to run, because I've done very well. Look, I won the first election by I won the second election by a lot.
Yeah,
you got
more votes this time. But having said that, you had 74 million votes.
I mean, you had places where you had more votes than you had people voting.
Right.
Look at Philadelphia. Look at Detroit.
Yeah, you're just going forward, looking at the result, looking at results in 2022. You think whether it's a big win for your candidates or a big loss, you feel it imperative to run. How do you think Herschel Walker has handled all the controversy, the allegations of abortions and things like that to this point? How do you think he's handled it?
Well, as good as he can. Look, I know Herschel for a long time. He's a high quality person, actually. He's never done this before. I think he's done a really good job, and I think he's going to win. Remember, Herschel, as an athlete and as a person, you know, they know him for a long time in that state, but he's probably a top three running back in history. Georgia's a big football deal. He went to a great football school. He was a star, Heisman Trophy and everything, national championship. I think when people get into that voting booth, and he's got a great way about him, great look. He's kept himself in shape. He looks great. He looks like he could play tomorrow. I said, Herschel, maybe you should go play a little bit of football, right? You know, help the team out. But then they have a great team this year, too, interestingly. But Herschel was the greatest. I mean, he was one of the two or three greatest athletes in the history of the state. You have Hank Aaron. You have Herschel Walker. And you have a couple of others, I guess. But those two come to mind. I think when the voters get into that booth, which it would be nice if they all got into the booth, by the way, not this mail-in crap that gets, rigged and fixed. But, I mean, we should go to paper ballots, one-day voting, and voter ID. If you had that, you wouldn't have any problems anymore. Nobody would be complaining.
No, but I hear you. So you're optimistic.
Booth they're in, you know.
Yeah, you're optimistic Herschel's going to pull it out.
Their car. And what's that, right?
Well, you're optimistic he's going to pull it out, I guess. And if he doesn't get over 50, they'll have a runoff again.
I think when people in Georgia say vote, against a guy who's got a lot of problems. Warnock has a lot of dirty stuff in his background. To me, he's got a lot of dirty, dirty stuff, really dirty stuff. And in my opinion, it hasn't come out yet.
Right.
But I think that Herschel is going to do really well. I think people are going to say, I'm going for Herschel.
Hey, so, Mr. President, what I'm wondering is, I see Maggie Haberman sits down with you for hours as a best-selling book, Jonathan Carl, hours, best-selling book, Bob Woodward now releasing tapes. Do you regret sitting down with them? They don't seem to be doing any favors and making a lot of money off the relationship.
No, well, it depends. I think Jonathan, Carl, you know, look, I know Jonathan for a long time. He's a sleazebag, and I knew what I was doing. I'm glad I did it because at least you get a little bit of say, but they don't write it anyway. In many ways, I like the tapes. I insist on tapes, but I also say the tapes belong to me, so that means Woodward has to get whatever deal he made. It, you know, we'll probably end up in litigation over it because we gave tapes for the written word, not tapes to sell. And that's always made clear. I don't know if you've ever done an interview with you. I might not say it because I trust you. You know, you're a good man, Brian.
Thank you.
But with Bob Woodward, I said, no, these tapes are for the written word. These tapes are for your book. These are not to be sold. These are tapes for your book to help you. And I like that because it's more accurate, you know, than somebody.
So now he's selling an audio book, whatever he is.
So now he makes an audio book out of it. So we'll sue him.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.